A good mix of rain and sunshine will likely impact a big part of the Midwest as we go forward through the next full week. The odds are good that we'll see showers occurring periodically over this period of time. Every day this next 4 or 5 days will likely have at least a few showers in it, somewhat similar to that of yesterday. The precipitation will be relatively light, at least initially, but we will see a little bit of an enhancement in the precipitation as time moves along, and we'll end up with a fair amount of moisture by the time we're at this point next week. But the precipitation is going to be somewhat erratic and light. We'll look for showers occurring in maybe about 40% of the eastern and lower parts of the Midwest today. Tomorrow we'll see that coverage drop down a little bit more, and we'll probably see it back up again as we get into Saturday and early Sunday in a few pockets. But as a storm system comes into the heart of the U.S. plains, less precipitation is likely to fall across the eastern Midwest, and we'll likely see any precipitation that occurs that's less than, let's say, a half inch will probably be lost to evaporation over the course of these multiple days coming up. Well, moisture totals over the majority of this period that I've just described will be mostly running from a few hundredths of an inch upwards to 3/4 of an inch. A few spots, maybe near the Ohio River, could get something locally greater, but we don't expect it to happen very often. But a few locations might end up with an inch or so of moisture, but in a very rare instance. Well, in the meantime, the storm system we've been monitoring for, it seems like forever, is expected to come into the plains as we get into the late weekend, early part of next week. The system is still expected to hang out in the southern plains for a day or two before it finally gets ejected off to the northeast. And so we'll likely see a big part of the plains relatively dry, windy, and very warm over the next few days, and that will give way to some spotty thunderstorm activity in the late afternoon and early evening hours across the southwest and central portions of the plains over the Friday through Sunday period. Most of those thunderstorms will be brief in duration and won't be very well distributed, but a few areas, a few counties may get some locally heavy rainfall. There's no cold air aloft at the moment, so that's why the storms will be very spotty and mostly on the light side. But as we get into early next week, a surge of cold air will show up aloft in the southern plains, and that's where we'll start to see showers and thunderstorms becoming more aggressive. Some heavy amounts of rain and a good chance for severe thunderstorms will likely evolve at that point in time. And eventually the whole storm system will likely be ejected to the northeast across a fair amount of the Midwest as we get to the middle part of next week, and that's when we'll see the most organized rainfall out of this next 7 to 8 day period. The temperatures across the Midwest will continue to be unusually warm and summer-like. There's a number of trees and flowers that are actually blooming right now. It's pretty amazing for the middle of March. As we go forward through these next few days, the temperatures will be nothing short of unseasonably warm. We'll look for high temperatures running in the 60s and 70s quite often across northern areas, and southern areas will likely be seeing 70s and lower 80s. Low temperatures at night will likely fall back into the 40s and 50s across a big part of the Midwest, and maybe a couple of pockets that are a little bit colder in the north and a couple of warmer pockets in the south. But for the most part, from now through the end of the weekend, it will be quite warm. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.